Item 20, Mr. Travelstead, to consider establishment of fisherman identification program.
You want the long version or the short?
No, sir, I want the short version, because I know, we've been studying this one a long time, too.
I think all of you are familiar with the National Angler Registry issue. I don't need to go through that. This is Virginia's effort to gain what's called an exempted state status by, rather than having our anglers pay a $25 fee and registering with the federal government starting next year, have as an option, have Virginians register with VMRC, then have us supply that list to the National Marine Fisheries Service, and in doing so, avoid our anglers having to pay that fee starting next year. In order to create that in-state registry program, it's going to take a little bit of money. We envision two ways that an angler can register, actually three ways. He can buy a license. That gets his name, address, and phone number before us through the normal licensing process. But if he's in a category that's exempt from having to buy a license, for instance, me fishing on the commissioner's boat that he licenses, or fishing on a private pier, or fishing for my own private property, then I would have to register with the state. And I could do that either by through the internet, through a website that'll be set up, or by calling a toll-free number and giving my information that way. The latter version there, the phone-in system, is the portion of the whole program that is the most expensive. And we have a couple of examples to know that from. The Department of Game and Inland Fishery operates a hunter information program, and it costs them about 84 cents per phone call. The state of Delaware has already instituted an angler registry program in their state. It costs them about 70 cents per angler. If you use the game department number and you multiply that against the number of people that we think will have to make use of the system, it comes out to several hundred thousand dollars of cost. On top of that, we need to advertise this. We need to educate anglers about this new requirement, get the word out to them in a number of ways. And that's expensive. That could cost as much as $100,000 a year to do, at least initially. Now, the good news is that the National Marine Fisheries Service is going to provide us with a little bit of money, we hope, to cover some of those costs. And we have a grant into them, a grant request into them for that purpose. The other good news is that Maryland, the state of Maryland, is creating a website that they propose making available to both Potomac River Fishery Commission and the state of Virginia, so that anglers in the entire region will have a single website they can go to for registration. And so there won't be any cost to us to develop that.
How soon will that be?
Their proposal is to have that online January 1st next year.
Because I was really hoping we could register about 25,000 at the state fair, but I guess we'll wait till next year.
Yeah, it won't be anywhere near ready. Now, how do we pay for this? Now, the General Assembly contemplated this problem of payment and has suggested that we raise the saltwater license fees to cover their costs, and they even went so far. Under current law, prior to this session, we're limited in how much we can increase fees at any one time. It's $5 per license or the percentage increase in the CPI index from the last time we increased, whichever is greater. General Assembly has said we're going to exempt you from that requirement for the boat license and allow you to raise that by $10 one time. And so you'll see in the evaluation the table that shows the current fees and the proposed fees. The proposed fees are equal to the $5 increase or the CPI increase, whichever is greater, except that the boat license, you'll see, goes up by the $10. We're estimating that that'll generate about $700,000 in new revenue, which should, we think, more than cover the cost of implementing. So we need your approval to go to public hearing on two things. one, a regulation that would require individuals to register, and two, to increase the license fees to pay for the development and implementation.
Questions of Mr. Travelstead? Mr. Robbins?
Thank you. Just a couple, Jack. The requirement to register would be for all those, what, fishing in saltwater in the state of Virginia?
Tidal.
For tidal waters for any species? Or just anadromous?
That would capture the folks who are fishing for anadromous species, for instance, the 14th Street period of Virginia, in tidal waters.
Right. But, okay. And then the lifetime licenses, how would those play out relative to the registry? In other words, if I bought a lifetime license, would I be then registered with MRIP by the state for the rest of my life?
You would be, except that we will, outside of the process I've described, have to develop a survey or a requirement that you update any change in address or phone number.
Okay. I was just curious, right? Thanks.
Further questions?
Yes, I have.
Mr. Tank?
You know, so what you're saying then is, if I'm reading this right, boat licenses really wouldn't be any use for a boat license any longer. Everyone's going to have an individual license to fish.
The licensing system isn't changing. You'll still be able to buy your boat license, and it will cover all of your guests for the entire year.
Okay.
But everyone on that boat who doesn't have a license in their own name will have to register.
They got to do that now, Ed.
They got to do that with the federal government now. And starting next year, it's going to cost them $15 to $25.
That's why the state route is such a benefit. You start paying $25 per person that does absolutely nothing for the Commonwealth of Virginia and goes right to the federal government. Boom.
Okay. I'm sorry, I'm a little dense on this.
No. It's some intricacies to it.
I tell you. Because, I mean, you know, that's you see on the shore where so many people, I'm sure everywhere across the Virginia, you take your cousin Joe out to fish and he doesn't have a license, but that's not a big deal.
Wait till we start walking down the fishing piers.
Yeah.
And asking for to see their IDs.
Yeah. It's tough.
We want to make it as easy as possible for people to register. You want to take your cousin fishing? He realizes he has to register. All he has to do is get on his cell phone, call the toll-free number, and in a matter of a minute, he's registered at no cost.
All right. At no cost. All right. Okay.
Further questions? Matters before the commission.
Move to take staff for a suggestion and move to public hearing.
Motion made by Mr. Schick. Is there a second to the motion? Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Anything else to come before the commission? Meeting adjourned.